Yeah, last year a lot of motherfuckers asked me why I didn't do no old sex nasty shit. But this year I went down to Miami and got my nigga from 2 Live, Brother Marquise in the house.
Yeah, I'm the motherfucking nigga.
Yeah, we gonna answer the question about girl problems. All these niggas is having girl problems, Mark.
Oh, tell him, man, tell him.
Let me tell you what time it is. I got a hoe from the east, got a hoe from the west. Gotta hold it like a jacket off and rub it in a chest. I got a hoe from the north, a hoe from the south. I hold it like to suck it long and hold it in her mouth. I got a bitch with hair, a bitch with none, a bitch with a knife, a bitch with a gun, a bitch with an ass big as a TV set. And there's a bitch over there, hey, the one I'm gonna get, but yo, but maybe not. She might not like me though. No sweat to a vet, I slam a sister though. Word, I send the whole damn herd. I fuck them all and leave them on the curb. I got a bitch with a mink who rocks a fat gold link, who like to fuck me with their ass up on the kitchen sink. Got a bitch with tits, a bitch with ass, a bitch with none, but hey, I give her a pass. And I love them all, I love them crazily, and they love me back, that's why they stay with me. So if you're having girl problems, I'll be bad for your son. Got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Hit it. Nah, bitch ain't one.
Welcome, episode 38. You see that?
I don't even know what to say about those dance moves.
Oh, those were good dance moves. I was only waist up. I was doing this number here.
They're very white. Oh, yeah. But, you know, to be expected. So.
You know what's so fucked up about
it? I feel like you've done this woo-hoo-hoo thing, too, before.
I've done it in a lot of different dialects. I speak a lot of languages.
What dialect was that? There was a woo-hoo-hoo. There's only one dialect for
woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah,
but if you noticed, there was a little drawl at the end. That was my LSU dialect. When people were excited when Joe Burrow went.
I'm still excited.
I'm wearing the Joe Burrow jersey.
Well, kind of.
Well, see, what people don't realize, and this is where you fuckers, you're waiting in line to buy these Joe Burrow jerseys. I found out that Joe Burrow's middle name is Palmer. I got the first one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a Joe Palmer Burrow?
Joe Palmer Burrow. And that's I've got the first jersey ever. It says Palmer, and apparently he likes to go by that by his real friends.
By his middle name, all his real friends.
Hey, Palmer, what's up, man?
Hey, that's cool.
But you know what? You can't see the Palmer on the back, but I am excited about Bengals football this year. I'm excited about football, period.
Is the Palmer stitched or painted?
This one's painted.
All right. My kid's coming in and bothering me already.
And so is your dog.
And so is my dog. This is working out just like I expected to.
Hey, good news. I get spit on.
Cool. What's up? You're having a hard time beating a T-Rex? Okay, you're going to have to figure it out and get out of the podcast. You're going to have to go too, dog.
Yeah, guys, I am excited in general for A, Bengals football.
Yeah.
B, football in general.
Yeah.
And C, any type of fucking sport.
I agree. I'm 100% excited. Sorry about that disruption. This is the first time that we have done video that my wife has been laid up and my kid's been home. Because Carmen's still recovering over her surgery. She's getting a lot better, but she's still recovering, so she's not chasing him around. And we've done a good job of keeping Kane away, but he's here today, so don't be surprised if he comes in and tells me he can't beat the T-Rex on the Lego game.
Well, I think he was a regular guest for at least the first 15 episodes.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty much one of our most regular guests.
Yeah, right? We got to thank him for that. Yeah, here, give him this.
And he's... All right, so let's get right to this. As he's offering my kid anal beads.
We promised sex toys, and we are going to do this probably like once a month, and we're going to do it through the Get Pussy 69 trivia contest. Now, we'll do this all throughout the show. We've got questions, and the reason we call it the Get Pussy 69 trivia questions is that like 70% of them are sexual, and then the other 30% are fucking stupid and out there, just like his emails that we didn't get tonight. We didn't get one today.
No, we definitely didn't get one today. But, hey, yeah, I like the name. I you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, we owe him that. He's our most valued contributor. And why don't we go through these and show people what they can win today? I'll start with this one.
Okay.
We've been talking about pocket pussies a lot, and here is your chance. Now, I was told by the lady, by the way, thanks to Pam at Pure Romance for giving us all this stuff.
Shout out, Pure Romance.
This is supposed to be a one-time fuck. So this pocket pussy here, it says it has a hole. I don't know. She said you can fuck it more than once if you clean it out.
I was going to say, I'm looking at that right now, and I'm thinking for the frugal man, that's at least a three-time fuck. But I don't know that. The pussy hole is so small and obviously expands so you can put your dick in it. I don't know after that first time, maybe that pussy hole is that small again.
Well, yeah, it's pretty soft, you know, and gooey. I think if you're rough with her, she's not going to call again. But look at the little pussy on the end.
Yeah, it's a yeah. I don't even know.
We've
got
several of these to give away.
Yes, we have a few of those.
Yeah, self masturbators.
Everybody's heard of the bullet. Pretty much every girl that's ever went to a sex party gets a bullet. Well, this is kind of the double bullet here. I don't know what the actual technical name is, but I'm calling it the double bullet because you have one bullet for the clitoris, the vagina area, and you got another bullet over here you can work at the same time for the boo hole. All right? And you could probably work yourself on the boo hole and her on the clitoris at the same time if you're really getting freaky. So,
or you could go one bullet in, one bullet on.
One bullet in, one bullet on, yes. A lot of girls don't like the bullet in.
Yeah, I know they don't.
Yeah, so.
But my suggestion is, I would say to clearly mark the ass bullet because you don't want it going in the wrong hole after it's been in
That's
the corn.
That's true. Or maybe give it a good cleaning after every single time, which probably is a good idea regardless.
I agree. Guys, we've got a set of reusable cock rings. Now, everybody needs one of these. These are supposed to, these are not the kind of cock rings that go down under your nuts. These are just for the base of your schwanz.
Your schwanz.
And what they're supposed to do is prolong orgasm. So in just a few short days, your wife is going to say shit along these lines. I feel like I got my husband back. We haven't fucked like that since we were in college.
What, actually
shit like
lasted?
That. Yeah. So, guys, if you nut early or you just want to last longer, set of cock rings for you. What else you got, Jay?
All right. We got the old classic here. This is Chris's favorite. All right. We have the anal beads. As you see, there's five little sparkles here you can shove up your asshole. Yeah. And then the old trigger pull. All right.
That's got a good pull, too. They won't come dislodged.
And, you know, just to let you guys know, if you haven't seen, these are all vacuum sealed and everything. So our dirty ass corona germs aren't getting all over your butthole toy. All right.
Yeah, we are not going to. Kenny Dickman wanted to know if we were giving away used toys. Kenny, what we're going to do, just because I think that's your thing. We have an extra set of these and I will shove these up Jason's ass. Before we give them to you, if you win. But you got to win, man.
watch out what he promises, because I don't know if that's happening. But all right.
This is probably my personal favorite. It's another cock ring, a reusable cock ring. Now, look at this ring here. This thing stretches over your nuts.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you apparently lube this thing up, stretch this over your balls, put your Johnson in this thing, and just... go to town.
Well, that's not a cock ring. It's another, like, a fleshlight.
Like a masturbator.
Yeah,
yeah,
a masturbator toy.
A nut ring.
I don't
think
you put that on and fuck anyone.
You could, though.
I mean, I guess. If you had a bigger dick, but then you're turning your bigger dick into a smaller dick, that's all you're really doing.
Well, you're adding, like, ribs for her pleasure.
Well, if you get the whole thing in there, yes.
Yeah.
You're right. I guess that's a thing, but hey, I don't know easy. If it's actually a thing. All right. Right here we have a little bit longer vibrator, you know, not a giant one, but enough to do the trick.
Yeah, I like it.
That's all I got to say about that.
It's this one here.
I'm not great at describing.
It's like the lipstick vibrator.
Yeah.
Now this has four different heads on it.
Yeah, I've seen them. Some of them look like they'd be pretty rough.
Well, depending on how tough your bean is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some women that probably beat it up pretty good.
Yeah, girls with the callous bean might want to get this one, you know.
Yeah, they
really
look like shower heads, really. And I guess it's up to you to put the different head on and decide which one is pushing your buttons.
You know, they got pedicures and everything for girls with those rough-ass feet.
Yeah.
Maybe they got to go get that pedicure done.
Yeah.
I wonder if they can do like a pedicure kind of thing for your bean. You know, you get a little callus bean. Can you go up there and get it touched up?
If I ever pulled a pair of panties off and saw a bean with like a corn or a bunion on the side of it, I'm running.
We have a comment that suggested that we had Ryan on this show. And here's my answer to that. If we had Ryan on the show, none of this stuff would get handed out.
No,
all right?
He'd be using it.
He's either
it all.
Using it right in front of us or he's taking it home and using it later.
And these beads would be all you'd see if Ryan was here is that.
He'd turn
That's
around
all you'd see.
And he'd have a fucking circle sticking out of his butthole. That's about it. So
yeah, Ryan can't be around sex toys.
We got to keep him away from these.
But we do have several of these. We got a whole lot of stuff we're going to give away today. Now, we're planning a bigger promotion.
And I don't know if everybody handles or carries around their sex toys in Justice League's bags, but Chris does.
It's all I had.
Yeah, I got you.
But we're going to do another big contest coming up in the next couple weeks. We are going to give away, if you look at the Pure Romance website, there's a Hey Mr. DJ dildo. a big 9-inch veiny thing with a suction cup.
Oh, just in case you want to stick it to the bathtub and fuck yourself.
It's a real dildo, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to give away a one of those molded vagina and ass combos for the guys. And those things are like $150 each.
I might enter the contest just so I can win it and stick it right here. Just have the big dick just stick right there every once in a while when you say a good joke instead of the fucking
stick
rim shot.
Finger
just
in
go, bring.
Oh, the suction cup dick.
Yeah.
Ta, ta, ta. You know how like at UC when they walk out onto the field, they touch something like a bell or something
yeah.
doing doing before every show
into
starts.
The show. Psh, all right, I'm ready. Episode 38.
I see that Miggy's on. Hey, Miggy, I've had a lot of feedback from people that want us to do the wing challenge again. And this time, we're going to want to have you back, and we're going to want you to create all the sauces. Because the last time, be honest with you, it was a great contest. It was fun. But the first five weren't hot at all.
They weren't hot at all, and most of them were either bland or who gives a shit.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
We know
and
you
I know
can whip
your,
up the good ones.
Yeah,
here.
I was going to say, I know your shit's going to be good.
And we want them like, ooh, that one's got a little ting to it, too. Ouch, someone's holding a Bic lighter to my asshole.
And I still think it's funny that you want to do this again after you were the biggest pussy in the first one, and that one wasn't even that hot.
I manned up, though. That was hot. I dumped the whole fucking thing on it,
It
dude.
Was hot, but it wasn't
Miggy
what you did.
Miggy fucking chugged it.
You had to leave the room. I think you almost died twice.
I didn't have to leave the room. I just thought I needed to go get more water.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I left. I'm that this shit. The last one was fucking spicy, and I dumped a bunch on there.
No, and I, you know. I liked it. I want to do it again.
Yeah, I definitely do. We'll use the same wings we used before, and Chef Miggy will make all of the sauces, however many we decide to do.
All right, I'm going to read our only email of the week. We got a new one. It's not really a question, but just, you know, some feedback, which is, I always love that too.
Yeah, me too.
All right. This is from Legend of Kong. I bought some Veet for my balls this weekend. Needed to shave, and old man T-Balls talked so highly of the stuff I thought I'd give it a try. I like he calls you T-Balls. I think he means T-Bag. I'm J-Balls. Whatever.
I'll go by either.
Either works. Turns out he might be onto something. My balls are silky smooth.
Fuck yeah, they are.
No effort. Anyways, I was pretty amazed and got to wondering what the fuck I just wiped my beanbag that melted all the hair off. Turns out the first ingredient is water, and the second one is urea. It's piss water. Who knew pissing on your balls can make them feel so soft and buttery?
But, you know, I love that. I love that feedback because this whole time we've been talking about it, I'm not full of shit. I really have been doing this for years, and I'm glad that someone tried it. Your balls are smooth, but let me ask you this. Is your asshole smooth? Because that stuff is perfectly safe to go right up the crack with, too.
Mm.
I don't have hair anywhere when I veet.
Yeah.
I do it on the base, you know, because you have those weird hairs growing out the side of your dick.
Yeah.
I got those gone, the asshole's gone, and your balls are smooth. Next time you're given a tattoo, my man, you're going to be going, wow, I'm not the least bit uncomfortable. I can stay in this position all fucking day.
But will your farts feel funny?
Well, according to Brian, they do. We had a guy that used the Veet, and he said, I just don't like the way my farts feel coming out because there's no hair. Well, you make an omelet, you crack a few eggs, man.
I just think it's funny to be committed to a certain way a fart feels.
I know.
my butthole feels funny now every time I have to take a toot. It just seems like a weird thing to
It does.
To
it
on,
seems but. Like it to me, too. But I'm glad that the Legend of Kong is using the Veet. And I'm definitely onto something, bro. I've tried everything. And this is what I've settled on. I hope you bought the sensitive skin stuff like I use. But there's just nothing like it, man.
I hope he didn't buy the sensitive skin and he still likes it so much.
Well, if he didn't buy the sensitive skin, he wouldn't be saying I'm on to something. He'd be saying, what the fuck did that guy just do
to
me?
Or he's one of those pain guys.
He could be.
You know what I mean? Maybe he started burning real bad and then he jerked off. He's like, oh, this feels, oh, yeah, yeah, you know?
No, but I guarantee when he was done, when he jerked off next, he was playing with those balls.
Yeah.
Because it's like nothing he's ever felt before.
Well, obviously he knew they were buttery soft.
Yeah, you're playing with two cotton balls down there going, this is shit right here.
And hopefully my girl Christy, Kong's wife, is happy with his smooth balls.
She cannot be.
She seems like someone that would appreciate some smooth balls.
And a smooth, clean asshole, too. It's a win-win for everybody involved.
Hey, we haven't gave a shout-out in a long time any new listeners. Because honestly, we haven't had a lot of new listeners from different countries recently. We've had a couple more unknowns, which who fuck knows what that is. But I got to give a shout-out to our first, and it surprised me it took so long, Mexican Listen.
See?
Yeah, it took that long to get one of my hermanos down there to listen. I don't get
it. That's fucking awesome. You know what? I never really thought about it that we had Russia, we had France, we had South Africa. We never even thought there'd never been a Mexican listen.
We're connected. You know, we got shitloads of Canadian listens. Now, granted, being where we're at, we're damn a lot closer to Canada than we are Mexico. But still, I would think at this point, we would have had a Mexican listen.
I think that Vato knows I'm an Arizona guy. We're both Southwesterners, and he wanted to...
See, I'm hoping it's my boy Jordan who married a Mexican lady and then still visits her parents every so often. I hope that he went back to Mexico and listened, because then I'd be happy to know my friend Jordan listens.
Well, I hope your friend Jordan's listening here, and we got a real Mexican
person.
Well,
he also lives in Arizona, and we've looked at our Arizona stats, and they're not that great. So.
You know, that thing's got to be wrong.
Yeah.
Just like when we get the unknown shit that nobody ever fucking knows.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We got a lot of this stuff to give away, and just throughout the talk, we're just going to pull a question. And we're going to say the first person with the right answer in text form or comment form is going
to
win.
Okay. I was going to say let's wait to the end to do this, but I like what you're going with this. So let's do it, spread it throughout.
Yeah, a little spread out. What do you want to give away first?
Ooh, let's go. Let's think. Let's give out the one-time use pocket pussy.
This one right here. Yes. Guys, it's got a cute vagina on the end of it.
Yeah, a little tiny one.
Yeah, you'll be fucking this tonight.
And are we giving out that one, or is that a package deal? You get all three?
No, let's give out one.
Because I don't know if we got fucking 15 listeners, so we'll see.
Well, they might want, if he wants it bad enough, he'll win too. Now, the get pussy questions, most of them are sexual, but every now and then you get a fucking stupid one, and that's exactly what we get from get pussy. So, Harry Guy, you ready to check the comments?
He's on the phone anyways. Or he's watching. He's
Jay,
watching
you're going to pull a card, and just don't show the back because it's got the answer on it. All right, pick one. First correct answer is going to win this pocket pussy. Enjoy.
Which side do I look at?
The answer is facing towards you, so cover it when you turn around to read it.
Okay. Right away, I'm questioning your spelling, but I'm not sure.
I was in a hurry.
See, when you write it, Chris always like spells shit all stupid, and then it's through text. He'll be like, oh, autocorrect. I'm using my phone. But yeah. If I'm actually looking at it and it's spelled wrong, I can really get them. But I don't know if it's spelled right or wrong. Anyways, sorry. Consensus says I... Well, let me read it.
Wait, you're showing the answer.
Oh, shit.
Did anybody see the fucking answer?
Well, your fucking sentence don't make any sense. So you
read it. It says consensus... says that one food in particular will make your fart smell worse than any other food. So what is that one food? A lot of foods will make your fart stink, but they say one, according to a lot of sources that I checked, one will make it smell particularly bad.
All right, I read that as I. That's why it made no sense to me.
Oh, well,
says I food. I'm like, I food? What the fuck is I food?
I think I was doing that at like 4:30 in the morning.
No, you're fine. You can understand where I lost it. All right, so one food makes your ass...
Your farts smell the worst.
More than anything else.
They say there's a lot of things you can eat that'll make your shit stink. But we're looking for the one, according to most experts, the one food that'll make your
stuff. I think I gave the answer away.
Did you?
I think so. No one said anything yet, but a couple people called me a dill hole for holding it up and such.
Well, somebody claimed the pocket fucker then.
All right, anyways, we'll wait. We don't have to get anything right away. Obviously, our thing slows down a little bit, so we'd be sitting there looking at each other. We waited on answers.
So what is the one food that's going to make your fart stink the most?
And while we're waiting on an answer for that, I want to address something here.
Yeah.
Or never mind. It's not an address. I want to bring up an article I read this week.
Okay.
And this is a good one. The headline reads, "A man put a cell phone charger up his penis. It got stuck in a bladder and had to be removed by surgeons." Now, that's not only the headline, but that's pretty much exactly what happened. So this guy had a cell phone charger, all right? And he goes to the doctor and says that he ingested earphones. Like he swallowed some headphones, basically.
Okay.
I don't know why he told him headphones and not the cell phone charger, but either way, he told him he swallowed it. Doctors gave him all sorts of laxatives, trying to get him to shit it out. He didn't shit it out. He hadn't shit for 5 days now, or... I guess he shit, but he hasn't shit it out. Because, of course, he wouldn't shit out. He put it in his dick hole. All right? So they looked up his butt, found nothing. So then they had to do surgery, emergency surgery, because this guy's in immense amount of pain. Turns out that it was stuck in his bladder because he shoved it through his fucking pee hole.
Well, I got news for you. Somebody like that, you, if you're listening.
There it is.
You deserve to be in an immense amount of pain. You're a fucking weirdo.
That's the picture of it inside of him.
How do you get when you get to the end of it, how do you force the rest of it down?
I have no idea. I have no idea the amount of pain you would have to be while you're shoving a cord that long down your pee hole. And this was a guy in, I believe, India again. The last couple weird shit.
India.
Yeah, yeah. The last couple weird things I've read has came from India. I don't know what you guys got going on over there in India, but it's time to get your shit together because you're getting weird.
A fucking cell phone cord down his dick hole.
Yeah, cell phone cord down his dick hole. Yeah, that was all.
Well, you know what?
That was the weirdest fucking thing in the world.
You deserve pain. Yeah. And even if you're into a little bit of pain, you deserve a lot of pain. You're fucking weird.
2 foot long cable.
He's
went all the
weirdo.
Way to his bladder. Inserted to his urethra.
Fuck him.
That's fucking nasty.
And you know what? It's so funny because I was looking up weird sexual stuff and there's a lot of weird shit, but that doesn't make any sense. Even if, you know, it'd be like if you got your dick stuck in a watermelon or something, at least you'd be trying to get off. There's no, you couldn't get any pleasure from putting that in your dick.
No, you can't.
Fuck him.
Fuck him, and we got a winner.
We got a winner.
Now, I don't know if this person would even want something like this because it doesn't really make any sense.
We got a female winner.
We got a female winner. Shout out to Mars for being our first contest winner. Mars, woo-hoo! You are the winner of a one-time use pocket pussy.
Pocket pussy for Mars.
If you don't want it, tell us whatever man you want to give it to, and we will give it to him with a big smile and say, from Mars.
That is awesome. The answer was broccoli, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the answer was broccoli. We've only had two females guests, and the other one was my wife, who that would have been all right. Brussels sprouts.
That was on the list.
Was it?
But they said that there's a little bit more sulfur in the broccoli. And they also say, ironically, the same stuff that makes your fart stink make your sperm taste bad. It was almost the same list.
Right on, right on.
Anything with sulfur in it, and broccoli is number one. So Mars, you know what? You can stick your finger down there. I don't know what you want to do with it, but you've won a pocket pussy courtesy of Pure Romance and Shut Up Cincinnati. Congratulations.
Nice. It has a very nice looking vagina on it.
It does.
Now, I know black girls typically don't like pink dicks. So I wonder
that's
if
pink pussy.
That's a pink pussy. So I'm just giving you the heads up. We know.
You know what?
You know, the pink dick thing's a thing.
Sexually, that thing is probably safe. But if any of you know Mars like we do, she's going to get a kick out of just owning this thing. You know what I'm saying? She's got a good sense of humor. She's going to
make a necklace out of it.
She's going to laugh at just owning the thing. So congratulations, Mars. You're a pocket pussy winner.
Nice, nice, nice.
Hey, I wanted to talk about something that really pissed me off.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last week on Facebook, I posted something, just a quick little post about something that was on my mind. And I got a lot of the same day questions, you know, blah, blah, blah. And since then, I've had three or four people at work address this with me of why I'm wrong. I put on there that I absolutely fucking despise people that back their cars into parking spaces. Okay? All these other toolboxes are saying, yeah, as statistics show, it's 80% safer to pull forward out than it is back.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. Fuck your statistics. And go fuck yourself. I hate it. It pisses me off. You know why? I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because first of all, do you think it looks fucking cool backing into a parking space? Don't tell me. If you're a bad enough driver where you can't back out of a parking space when you're done, you shouldn't have a fucking license. And second of all, if I'm behind you and you come on your parking space, you are robbing me of 30 to 45 seconds that I have to sit there and wait for you to pull forward, back in, and you never get it right the first fucking time. You have to go forward a little and then back a little. Fuck you, fuck your car, and fuck everybody who backs their car in. See, I'm in one of those moods today. I'm in an argumentative mood.
You're fine. And listen, I love when people take a firm stance on shit that doesn't matter.
That's
this right here. I love it. I have a lot of firm stances on some stupid shit.
And we're going to discuss those today because I'm in the mood.
Well, good luck remembering them because I'm a dumbass and I never remember what I hate. But anyhow, so let me address this particular thing. I am a backer-upper. I am a backer-upper. All right.
This will be our last show.
Well, here, let me
fuck off.
Let me explain the backer-upper story. I was you. I was you for most of my life.
Okay.
I was you up until I got my newest car, which was just 3 years ago. Now, the newest car has a backup camera, and that takes backing up into a spot. It just takes any kind of difficulty out of it. I can do shoot, shoot. It's not 40 seconds for me.
It also takes difficulty out of backing out when you're done.
Not as much, and here's why. I do agree that I can back up. I'm not having a problem. You know, I've never had an issue backing up, but it is easier for the pure fact that you got, like, let's say you're parked and some big, dumb fucking truck is right next to you. Now, backing up, you got to go pretty far out into the aisle where you can't see blinded. You're kind of taking a chance, all right? You don't have to take as much of a chance if you're backed in. So it is a little bit easier there. outside of that, there's, I don't know why. I think I started doing it just because of the camera and I just wanted to use it. I don't have a firm stance on it, but I used to have a firm stance and I was just like you.
Good.
I was like, fuck you. Why do you got to back in?
That's my
but
whole
thinking.
But
then it became so easy is more what I'm saying. Like, I can back in a spot faster than an old person could park into a spot regularly. You know what I mean? I'm back, chump. Now, I understand, though, if I'm stuck behind someone who's trying to back in and they're taking fucking 40 seconds.
That's me every
even
time.
Even me who backs in is mad. Now I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? You know, I get driver rage so
fuck
often.
Fuck yeah. Road
like,
rage
road
is
rage,
a good
yeah.
thing.
Road rage, I'm a fucking pro at it from delivering pizzas for all those years. But yeah, that's where I stand on that. I understand your hatred is more what I'm saying,
oh,
but
God,
I'm still a backer upper.
It makes me so fucking mad every time somebody does it because you're robbing me of 45 seconds of my fucking life that I won't get back. You douchebag.
Yeah, and I know we do have someone online saying,
it's safer.
I guess you have a point about us wasting your time at your age. Every second counts.
You know what? That's a good way to look at it, but whoever you are, and I'm not sure who you are, but I'll outlive you, fuckface, and we both know that.
He might outlive you.
I'm going to outlive them.
Yeah, you got the beaties like me. We're not going that long.
Yeah. So, I mean, lately I've been thinking about that. You know, everybody's got, we've been talking about sexual fetishes and quirks. And we talked in another episode about little pet peeves that you have. Well, I don't have very many. But there's a couple things that really fucking boil my blood. And the reason that I'm on this is because of what happened to me on the way here today.
Yeah, Chris gets here a little bit late. And he describes that on his way here, he almost got into a fist fight with a stranger.
It was this close to actually getting physical.
Which is weird for a senior citizen to do, but this is what he does.
Fuck
go
off. Believe me, I can still handle myself just fine.
All right, tough guy.
But I pulled into this fucking speedway, and this fucking dildo parked his truck in between two sets of pumps right in the fucking middle. So no one, and he didn't even get gas, this prick. He parked in the middle. So those four pumps were basically non-usable.
Yes.
Because dickhead here is parked in the fucking middle.
Yeah, I'm mad.
And for some reason, yeah, I was mad. And I was just offended that he would just say, fuck everybody. So I went in, and I'm looking around going, I wonder if it's that, which dick this is, you know? I'm looking for, like, redneck types because yeah. It was a big white 4x4, and I'm sitting there looking, and all of a sudden, here he fucking comes around the corner. This fucking toolbox in one of those fucking straw Panama jack hats and a fucking wife beater.
I'm mad already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, this has got to be him. So I go out and I'm pumping my gas and he comes walking out and he's fucking loud and obnoxious. I just didn't like him from the get. And as I put my gas away, I said, hey, great parking job there, man. Great job.
And passive aggressive.
Yeah. Just being a smart ass.
Yeah, I get it.
Figured he'd say, hey, fuck you and drive off.
Yeah.
He said, what do you mean? I said, well, nobody can use those pumps and nobody can even get through there because your fucking truck is parked in the middle. Because I got mad, actually.
Yeah, I'd be mad.
He's about my age. And he goes, oh, yeah, you had to go all the way around, huh? And I said, yeah, fuckhead, I did because of you. And he took like two steps toward me and he finally just gave me this snare and fucking jumped in his truck and walked away. But I swear to God, you know, I'm not a violent man.
Yeah.
But if he would have come over, I would have fucking dropped that bitch. I was in that mood today. He was a fucking asshole. He thought he owned the fucking Speedway parking lot.
Yeah.
So I started thinking about other things that pissed me off. And if you're listening by any chance, go fuck yourself.
I had that same kind of situation happen. And this was right maybe 2 weeks into the big quarantine, the first time when all of us knew nothing about the coronavirus. So we were all a little extra scared. And I'm driving behind a FedEx driver who did this. All right. And the first time I was like, all right, to be patient. He's sitting there for literally like maybe 5-6 minutes. I'm waiting. And I'm getting mad, but I'm like, all right, this poor guy, he has to work through this fucking shit and everything else. I'm feeling sorry for him. Get behind him the second time. He does the same fucking thing. Parks right in the middle of the road. No one can get by either way. There's room to park on the side where everybody can get by, but he just stops right in the middle and does his thing. So now I'm starting to get madder, all right?
Hell yeah, you are.
Third time it fucking happens. I this is on my street, by the way. I'm just wanting to come home.
Yeah.
All right? Third time it happens, he gets out of the car. I rolled my window. I was like, nice park job, asshole. He starts yelling, I'm just trying to do my job. I was like, well, you suck at your job because you can park on the side so everybody can pass, but instead you're being a fuckhead and blocking the whole street.
Fuck yeah. And you feel like he doesn't have any right to fucking infringe on your life in any way, shape, or form, which he did.
You know what? And it ended this way. He told me, fuck you. I told him, fuck you. I drove him. And everybody
was fine. That's basically what happened at
Speedway.
And
that's all that needs to happen. You know what I mean? There is no reason for physical confrontation.
No.
He knew that he knew that I thought he was an asshole. Maybe he changes. Maybe he doesn't. And I got my aggression out. We both were
fine. You know what? I certainly didn't want it to get physical. But yeah. I thought to myself, I want this asshole to know that he's a fuckhead. So I told him. Mm-hmm. And I was actually so worked up. This guy pissed me off so much just because of his fucking shitty attitude. And I was sitting there thinking, you Trump motherfucker, because that's what I thought of.
Oh, really?
I was expecting him to have a mega head just because he was one of those guys you see on TV.
No, but I like that this is what's bothering you now. 4 years ago, you wouldn't have.
It pissed me off. And I was sitting there going, if he happens to walk over here and try to swell up on me, I'm fucking hitting this old man. I don't give a fuck. Because if I'm in a good mood, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. But if I'm in a bad mood, and you're backed in, and you cost me 45 seconds, you're getting a loogie on your windshield.
Oh,
getting one. I'm that guy.
And I don't blame you one fucking
bit. So when you
bit.
Come out and there's a big fucking lung oyster on your fucking windshield, it came from the guy who had to wait 45 seconds for you to back in, you prick.
Lung oyster. That's a new one for me.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard
of lung
oyster.
I used to be a smoker. I used to cough up little brown Smurfs like on a...
Oh, fuck.
But I don't smoke anymore.
How long's it been for you?
I haven't smoked in a good 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, I just put him down one day. Said, "Fuck it." My dad died of cancer. Mm-hmm. My grandma died of cancer, and I said, and the thing about it is, I only smoked for about 8 years.
I'm one of those rare individuals, especially in my group of friends that were all into drugs and everything else, that never once smoked cigarettes in my life.
I didn't smoke till I was in my late 30s, and the only reason I did it is because I would go to bars with friends, and they all smoked.
Yeah, I smoked.
So I'd light one up.
I smoked weed 3 years before I even tried a cigarette. Like, it's just fucking weird. You know, I started smoking weed when I was 13 or 14. I think I tried a cigarette when I was 17.
Really?
And then one night I got fucked up and smoked a whole pack of cigarettes in one sitting, but that was different.
And got sick?
No, I never got sick. I don't think I inhaled them right. I never really learned how to smoke cigarettes.
Well, I'm one of those guys that I said, fuck it, I ain't smoking anymore, and it never fucked with me or bothered me or made me go crazy. I just put them down, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, now you do the vaping thing, and who fucking knows if that's good for you or not?
Who wants anal beads?
Oh, here we go. We're giving out another one.
Mars.
Anal beads. This one, I think, is for everyone.
Yeah, Mars has a butthole, so you could win again. You've already got – you're a proud owner of a pocket pussy one-time fuck.
And I'm telling my wife right now to sit this one out.
No, Carmen, I will give you the answer. Sneak out that door.
No.
So we've got the anal beads. That's the next prize. First comment with the correct answer wins. Jason, can you read my writing this time?
Why is Mars still eligible? Because I got a feeling Mars is going to go home with every fucking toy because not only she's smart.
Well,
so
you're eligible to win two things. How about that?
She's also consistently listening. So.
And if we have more prizes at the end, because we have a lot of these. Don't flash the fucking thing.
I'm not going to. All right, this is for all you dog lovers out there. What must a dog eat to make his poop turn white?
I was wondering that, and I looked it up.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked at
the back
yet.
I didn't know
the
answer
either. Well, I better look, because if someone says the answer, I got to know the answer.
Yeah, I did not know the answer.
All right, this is going to be a tough one. No one might get anal beads.
Everyone's walked out of their yard, and they see a nice brown, caramel-colored shit sitting there that's hard as a rock, and you wonder why the one next to it's white. Why Will Ferrell and Step Brothers had to lick white dog shit?
He had to lick white dog shit.
I got a belly full of white dog crap in me, and you're throwing this on me. But what does a dog have to eat to make his shit turn white? That is the next question. I know a lot of you are cheating. You're Googling it, whatever.
Well, I forgot about Google.
Why don't you grow some balls and try to answer this thing without it? You're winning a pocket fuck. If you want, you know, do it without cheating.
Ding, 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 ding.
Already?
Ding, ding. We got a winner.
Who?
And the winner is Mars again. Like I said, she's going to end up with a boatload of things. But hey, Mars, I feel like these anal beads are usable for you.
They are. All Mars. Right?
The pocket pussy, maybe not, but.
Hell yeah, Mars. It's got a nice rubber silicone thing to grab onto, and you have a butthole. So Bob said bleach. No, they have to eat calcium.
They had to eat calcium, and Mars was right again. She didn't know. She don't have any dogs, I don't think. But
no, she has a butthole.
But she does have a butthole. And again, Mars runs with a fun crowd, so now she has some toys to give away if that's what she wants to do with this stuff. Who knows?
All right, depending on how much stuff we have later, Mars, the next one you're going to have to sit out. Well, you can answer, but you're not going to win.
Carmen said Google said lack of bile. That probably also does it.
I did it, it said bones or anything containing a lot of calcium.
Bones. Who's eating bones?
Well, dogs eat bones all the time. You give a dog a fucking bone?
My dog constantly eats bones.
Yeah, so
my dog's hating life with those fucking fireworks.
Was it your dog's one of those pussies that's scared of fireworks?
Yeah, my old dog, I had a pit bull for years. He was never really that scared. He got a little bit more scared in his older age, but he grew up. I bought him when I was still in a band, and he would be in our band practices and like just sleep by the bass drum while we're playing.
Yeah.
So he was just loud noises didn't bother him. But my big-ass dog inside, man, he turns into the biggest pussy. We had to give him melatonin last night. We drugged him up.
Really? Well, yeah. Fuck, people have been lighting fireworks off for the last 4 or 5 days.
That's what bothers me. You know, someone went on Facebook earlier and said, you know, basically people with dogs are being bitches and let people have their firework fun, which I understand that on July 4th. July 2nd, stop it.
Yeah, well.
July 5th, I fucking hate you.
Well, they're still going to be doing it tonight, but they'll probably be out of them tonight.
I think I suggested years ago that, you know how they have like superheroes and then they have anti-heroes kind of?
Yeah.
I want an anti-hero that kills every person that shoots off fireworks on July 5th. That's his whole power.
Kills everybody?
Just, well, or maims them. You know, they don't have to die. They just have to know they'll never fucking do it again.
They just have to be maimed.
Yeah. We got a superhero that goes through the night just fucking taking care of those people that are still out there on a Sunday lighting fucking fireworks and my dog's freaking out and my kid won't go to sleep. You know, I understand it on 4th of July. You know, go have your bang bangs. You like your country. I've never understood 4th of July because I'm not really a patriot kind of guy. So whatever. But, you know, you want to do it, go do it. I don't give a shit. But July 5th, knock it off.
Yeah. Well, it's so easy to get fireworks. You drive over to Lawrenceburg and they've got fucking Kroger-sized firework stores.
Oh, and I like fireworks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just think there's times and places.
Yeah.
Or how about not in the neighborhood? You go to a park and let them off. That's fine. But not outside Sunday night. I'm going to be pissed and I want you to get maimed. Maybe a finger, maybe a toe, maybe a whole arm. I don't really give a shit. I'll let them figure that out.
So I sent a text message to get Pussy69 saying, hey, what, no email? And he said, I just sent it. So we now have a email from GetPussy69, who this contest is named after.
Yeah, he did get it. See, this is what it does, guys. If you actually write in, you get your own logos.
You get
your own contest named after you. Maybe we'll throw on one of these just for fucking being cool. But instead, you guys just sitting here watching.
Well, we got Mars, who's the proud owner of...
I do like our commenters on
the live
stream.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Those
are great. It's awesome. But I would like to see a few more emails. Because you guys drill us at work all the time. Hey, why don't you talk about this? We'll put it in email form so we could be surprised about it. That's what we like about these emails, is that we have no fucking idea what you're going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we got?
I don't got shit because my Google's loading. All right, now I got it. What's your guess?
Last time he was... Kitty kisser.
Kitty kisser.
I'm going to go with Vaginal Vigilante.
No, I like that name. Oh, nice.
Little mic drop.
And I will give you that you got the alliteration right.
I did?
It is a VV.
Oh, nice.
All right.
That was a good guess.
But it is the Volva Voyager.
Volva.
The Volva Voyager.
Great answer.
And that is a great name. He's at VolvaVoyager69@AOL.com.
You know, he just might be fucking one of these pocket pussies tonight.
He might be. All right, shut up, Cincinnati. If you were completely flaccid and couldn't use any porn or lube, how long do you think it would take you to jerk off? In other words, you... Well, let me see. We got a little weird with the wording here. In other words, using... Bothing, nothing. He meant the right or nothing. Okay. Using nothing but your hands, how long would it take you to get sperm out of your body if you needed to?
I couldn't do it.
So, well, I think all he's asking is how long it takes you to go from flaccid to I've come.
With no porn.
Does he say no porn?
Yeah, he's saying you don't have the internet.
No porn,
you don't have anything.
No,
you got to use your mind.
Well, I'm not a lube guy anyways.
I'm not either.
So don't give a shit about that. Using your mind.
If I don't have something on the screen or a magazine, it ain't getting hard.
Really?
I mean, if I really wanted to, it probably could, but it would take way too fucking long. And you already know my stance on jerking off. It's to get it over with, get the nut out, and fucking go. So, I mean, honestly, if I had to sit here and play with my dick, close my eyes, and think of something, I'm saying it's going to be 30 minutes before there's a nut coming out of it.
Wow. Yeah, 15, 20.
15 or
20. Yeah, I can go. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I need something. You know, because jerking off's not that big of a deal to me. I need something to make me horny.
Yeah,
my mind's not going to do it anymore.
That's not something that really ever happens. You don't just, well, I mean, I'm sure some people do, but I never really just go from flaccid to nothing just with, you know, usually there's already a start unless I wouldn't want to jerk off to begin with.
Well, see, back in the day when I was young, he didn't have any of these things. He had magazines, yeah. And that was it. So what you would do is you would get hard from the magazine, you would put it down, you'd shut your eyes, and you'd think about something that you did once before. Mm-hmm. But you had the magazine to get you there. If you got nothing, or in his words, if you got bothing to use, then it's going to take me a long time.
Yeah, it is hard to get it started with both.
I'm gonna say it's not going to happen for a good 30 minutes.
Hey, are we still a no-fat fucking 2020 over there?
So you cheated. You went in the middle of it. You.
All right, okay. I was just wondering.
You had to rub one
last,
down.
She couldn't last forever.
No, well, nobody
I'm
can.
I'm just wondering
We've
how long someone
that.
Can last. That was... That's impressive. Even that's impressive.
It is.
All right. Do you guys think that Drew Carey or Bob Barker was better for Price is Right? Who was better at Price is Right, Drew Carey or Bob Barker?
Bob Barker, hands fucking down. I can't take Drew Carey seriously. He comes out and he looks different every time you see him. He grows his hair long. He's fat. He's skinny. He's got the goofy-ass fucking face.
I like that
Bob
that's
Barker
what bothers
guy.
You about him.
A lot of things.
I don't really give a shit. I can say that I've never really watched the Drew Carey Price is Right. I haven't watched Price
dudes.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since, like, you know, probably the late 90s at best. Maybe not even that. Like, I haven't watched it in so long that I'm a poor judge of that.
Well, now they got guy models.
Yeah, I watched that with, like, my aunt, my grandma way back in the day. I've never really
watched
it.
My mom watches
it
every day.
Yeah,
it's a big part of her life.
My dad's mom watched me when I was real young, and they'd watched it every day. So I'd watch Regis and Kelly with them or something like that, and then Price is Right, I think, was the order.
Right.
But I don't think I've watched it fucking since then. I have no interest in it.
Well, it's nothing that I... Because I really suck at it. I'm the guy who always is, like, $8,000 away on the showcase. I never fucking win anything.
Yeah, and I feel like Drew Carey, he had his show was all right back in the day.
He's a goofy motherfucker.
His stand-up I never really got into. I read one of his books, I believe, and it was decent, but I was pretty young when I read it.
I think he's all right. He's
like
a funny enough
book.
Guy, but he's not a fucking game show host.
Nah,
although
whatever.
A lot of people are doing it now. Isn't John Cena doing one?
Well, that's where...
J.J. Watts doing a fucking game show?
Those kind of things never work. But the Price is Right ones, that's where... Or, you know, or Family Feud, that's where casinos go to retire, basically. Or
yeah.
Casinos. Or comedians go to retire.
Right.
You know, that's where Drew Carey went.
Hollywood
he's,
Squares.
He's collecting his money. He's going to, you know, be fine. Yeah.
He's making big bucks, too.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. They make better money than that, and they don't have to go anywhere. They just
right.
stay. They do a little fucking simple TV show, and then they move on with their life. Good for them. Don't give a shit.
I'm going Bob Barker.
I'm going Bob Barker just because that's all I know. What is your favorite thing to watch being shoved into a pussy, a.k.a. a dick, a vibrator, a frozen hot dog, etc.?
To be shoved into a pussy?
My dick. I mean, that's, yeah.
Good answer.
That's.
And that would probably be my, it would definitely be my answer, too. My dick, my finger, anything of mine.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't mine, it would still be a dick. It's not gonna really, it's not going to, you know what, though? I will say, hold on, I'll take this back. There's a website on there you can look up weird insertions where people put weird stuff up there.
Yeah.
You know, some of it painful, some of it, hey, why didn't I think of that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
A girl at a pizza restaurant took a whole fucking pepperoni and buried that bitch. A whole fucking
wow
long pepperoni and buried the fucker.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
How's that work? You only have so much room.
Well, I know girls who've taken a lot. You've seen it on the internet. There was a girl that pushed out one of those 6-foot fucking carnival balloons that you twist into an animal shape. You still have to bend that thing in there.
Well, yeah, but a pepperoni's not bending too far.
Well, it was like that long.
Okay.
It was probably dildos that long.
Oof. Yeah, outside of my dick, it depends on the situation, too.
It would still be a dick.
I mean, if it's porn, a dick, obviously.
A dick.
If it's in person, then it's a vibrator because I don't want to watch another dick go into whatever I'm doing
yeah.
with.
And Jason certainly doesn't want to watch a black dick. We already know this.
Oh, no.
He does not like eggplant.
Frozen hot dog or anything, that would never do anything for me sexually. I mean, I'll watch it because it's funny. You know, stuff like
How
that.
How funny would it be to take those little fucking, because I watched it yesterday, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
How about instead of hot dog eating, these little tiny women that are doing this contest have to jam as many Nathan's hot dogs as they can up the old woohoo, and the winner of that would get the trophy.
Yeah. Everybody pointed out that I was talking about Kathy Lee, not Kelly. Who gives a shit?
I don't give a shit.
I don't either. But a bowling pin, I was suggesting.
Even the little end is huge,
yeah,
and it's fucking wood, man. That would hurt.
The little end could probably work, but I mean, that'd be a fine girl there.
Oh my God! But that doesn't give at all. Unlike Mars, pocket pussy.
Frozen turkey drumstick was suggested. That's funny.
I'd like to see that. I mean, it's not like I wouldn't enjoy watching that, but you're talking about making me horny. It's got to be a dake.
Cigars, maybe it's nice, like pull the old Bill Clinton. The cigar up there and then smoke
and
it.
And then smoke.
And then fuck her while you're smoking, or you get a BJ while you're smoking the cigar. That's a pimp move right there.
Oh, it's a great
move. You know what
move.
I mean? Everybody shit on Bill Clinton. That was one thing, like, you know, whatever. He cheated on his wife, but it's Hillary Clinton.
You
man.
Would too if it was Hillary.
Fuck her. I don't feel sorry for her dumbass.
Like, if I was married to Hillary, I'd have blown Donald Rumsfeld at the time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anything's an improvement.
Yeah, but. Just a pimp move to stick a cigar on a pussy and then get a blowjob while you're smoking the cigar in the Oval Office. I mean, that is king-like.
How can you not like Bill Clinton just based on that?
That's the only reason I like him.
And then, this is the President of the United States here we're talking about. Then he blew a load on a red dress and 2 days later said, I never had sexual relations. You ever heard of DNA, you stupid fuck?
And
he's a man.
That nasty bitch didn't wash the dress.
No,
she
didn't.
She just going home with low dress and sticking it in the closet for fucking years.
Did she get rich off that?
I am sure she made money off of it through book deals and everything else. Yeah. I don't know about rich. Maybe. Who knows? I'm sure. Compare, she lived probably a decent life for a little while off of that.
I would imagine.
You know what I mean? Besides the fact that she was getting harassed and she was a joke everywhere. So she made some money, but I don't know if her quality of life actually went up.
I don't know.
Now the rest of the world thinks she's either a whore or whatever, you know, they think.
I go with whore.
Yeah, well, no, she was just a girl. What makes her a whore? I guess she, you know, she's fucking someone that's married. That's wrong. I do believe that, but.
Double whammy.
All right, now we're getting, look out there, men or women, who knows?
We got the one-time fuck and the lifetime fuck. Now, this is a jerk-off slash fuck toy, okay? Her life was destroyed. That's what Mars said. I don't know. I think she still got wealthy. I realize.
Yeah, but I agree that her personal life, she couldn't go anywhere. She was chastised everywhere
she
went.
But she wasn't
but
the
she
victim.
She did make some money.
She wasn't the victim. She was trying to further her career by blowing the president. She wasn't
no,
like.
I don't look at
he
her
didn't
as a victim.
Rape her at all. Or
I don't look at her as a victim.
All right. So this one here, you can reuse over and over. This one you can use a couple times. And Mars, you're not going to be eligible for this one. The double whammy fuck fest. If you call in tonight, I understand why. Got the question here, Jay?
Please don't call in. Everybody's doing every time.
There's two there.
All right, this is a tough one. I don't know the answer, and I'm a big fan of the man. All right.
Don't look it up now. Guess. There's only certain so many guesses to this answer.
What was Charles Manson's zodiac sign?
Charles Manson's zodiac sign.
And I just looked at the answer, and it's the one that I would have guessed.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm glad I didn't say it. But all right.
So just start making guesses, because I don't want you to look it up, because that's no fun. What fun is that?
And Monica Lewinsky made $12 million on a book deal.
Well, then I'd say her life really wasn't fully destroyed.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you can go on the network news every single night and say Jason Bauman is a whore and will suck any dick in the world for $12 million.
Hey, you
I don't
give me
care.
$12 million, I will turn I over care. Last year's browsing history. And I definitely don't want that out there.
All right, we got one wrong guess.
What was the guess?
Gemini.
It is not Gemini.
No, his birth date did not try to steal a bunch of money.
Charles Manson.
Oh, we got another guest. They guessed a Taurus.
He is not a Taurus.
That is a weak sign.
Taurus, the bull. He's strong like bull.
I know, but just the sound of it. It sounds so weak. I don't like it. I don't know many Tauruses. What month is that?
You're a Taurus?
You're a Taurus? Oh, I'm over here shitting on our producer. He's a Taurus. Well, you got a weak sign. I'm sorry, buddy. But he is strong like bull, so maybe it works.
Keyshawn, he is not an Aries either.
Aries,
he's not a ram.
All right, I'm surprised. I didn't think there's black only, people listen to podcasts, but thank you, Keyshawn.
You guys can guess again. It's for the double fuck, guys. Mars.
Mars,
you can't win because you wouldn't have this time.
Yeah, you. God damn it, you guys are really, you know, narrowing it down here.
Taurus are awesome.
I don't give a fuck about birth.
I don't believe in any of
them. I don't believe
that.
In any of them.
I'm a Cancer.
I do fit my birth 100%, my sign, but either way.
BP is a Taurus.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of Tauruses I like, turns out.
I'm a Cancer.
You're a Cancer. Oof.
Yeah, my birthday is Tuesday.
That would freak me out. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what are we doing for 63?
Fuck off. Aquarius. No, he is not an Aquarius. You're running out of options, guys. You're getting close.
And no, I don't mean.
I can't tell you the month, Keyshawn. That gives it away.
Yeah, duh. And I don't know the month anyways, because really a lot of these go 2 months.
Yeah, I do.
So, I mean, obviously,
yeah,
I know what month
does.
That happens on, but all of them pretty much
yeah,
go 2 months.
Yeah, Cancer is the end of June to the middle
of
July.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Capricorn, no.
Jesus Christ, you guys have ran out of them at this point.
You got like three left.
And I feel like this is the easiest one to guess.
Well, that was your guess, but Pisces, no, he is not a Pisces.
Jesus Christ, I didn't know there were as many.
Yeah, I think there's two more, three more. I just gave it away.
Stop guessing. You can't win.
He's not a Cancer like me. So you got like two left.
All right, I know what we're going to do if Mars wins this. She wins.
No, Mars can't win this.
We'll get there when we get there.
Okay.
If it happens.
Who got it? Keyshawn.
Keyshawn nailed it. And actually, you know, if Mars would have won, I was going to give it to Keyshawn. I was like, well, gotcha. We have two black listeners right now, so we'll give it to the other one.
Charles Manson is a Scorpio.
He's a Scorpio. How is this not the first guess, guys? I've always figured everybody thought the Scorpios were the psychopaths.
Keyshawn, you'll be banging your fucking lights out. One time, all time. One time. Actually, you fuck with this, jerk off with this. So Keyshawn, the man, is going to be the winner of these two prizes right there.
Hey, you can go ahead and take that Get Pussy 69 logo off. We're done with his questions.
Yeah, he's gone. I'm glad he asked questions, but that's why the name of this show, Wow Racist?
Shut up.
Who said what?
I don't know. Who cares? Anyways.
No, they're sexually deviant. Yeah, we are. I am. I can't speak for anybody else, but I am. Keyshawn, you'll be banging your heads off here, bud.
I'm just here for the giggles, guys.
But thanks, Get Pussy. And you can all see why this contest was named after Get Pussy, because his middle question was fucking ridiculous.
Yes, his middle question usually always is ridiculous.
And it always is. That's thanks to Get Pussy's girlfriend, because she comes up with that one. So we now know a few people who have personally have the Rona. We won't say any names. We won't say where they're from.
No, actually, we're going to try to give one of them a call. But yeah, we know three, and all three I think are regular listeners, or at least sometimes listeners.
I don't think I have it.
You don't think you have it?
I haven't felt sick or anything like that. I did. No, I've never felt sick. I've had no symptoms at all.
I convince myself once a day that I have it. At least once a day.
You're a hypochondriac.
Well, I'm a crazy person for sure. But I mean, like, a lot of those symptoms I just feel like are just things that happen in my regular life. Like, I get diarrhea a lot. I got IBS. Of course I get diarrhea.
You have IBS, so your farts, your underwear stink all the time then.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Because your butt leaks.
They usually just smell like sweat more than anything. But I guess if my butt leaks, that's fine. I don't think that's what IBS is, buddy, is butt leaking. There is a butt leaking thing that goes on, but not in IBS. I mean, maybe they go hand in hand sometimes, but my butt don't leak as far as I know.
So exactly what does IBS do then?
It means I pretty much got two functions, either constipated or diarrhea.
Really?
Yeah,
that
like,
would suck.
It's very rarely that I just like have a normal, especially a few days in a row of just like some like normal everyday shits. You know what I mean? It's either like, this sucks, it's hard to push out, or... You know, it's just it's what goes on. Whatever. All right. Let me try.
Common denominator, Maddie.
Try to call.
Yeah,
this
sexual
dude.
Deviance.
Here you go.
This show is related to sex. Now we're going to try to call somebody who actually has the Rona. We're not going to give his name.
And he doesn't know we're calling him, so well, he might not answer.
Oh, he'll answer when he sees who's calling. Who doesn't answer for Shut Up Cincinnati?
Well, it just says Jason.
Does it?
Yeah.
And he'll still answer.
I feel like he likes me, but he might be sleeping.
Oh, yeah, it is only 6 o'clock p.m.
Well, he has the Rona.
Well, that's true. Some people I know that have had the Rona, they don't feel anything, and some people get their
Your
ass
call
kicked.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
No.
Well, that sucks.
8502.
Well, he's not there. Hopefully, he'll see the missed call and he'll call back.
We can call his lady. She has it also.
Yeah, let's don't do that.
Okay.
Let's don't do that.
Pussy.
Really?
Yeah, kind of. Common denominator. I don't know what they're talking about here.
They're talking about our sexual deviance.
Ah, whatever.
But we've got winners and we've got more fuck stuff here that we're going to be giving away. We're going to give all this stuff away tonight. And so we earlier were talking about these pet peeves, mm-hmm. and I've been thinking about things that have been pissing me off lately. You got any of those that, no matter how small it is, it just pisses you the fuck off? You can go from zero to
asshole.
Dude,
I got a million of those, but I can never remember them. They always just pop up in my head. I know I was arguing with Mars about one the other day. Keyshawn knows I always have little shit that just drives me crazy.
Tiny, minuscule shit.
I get really angry at people's walks. Like, I'll not become friends with someone because I don't like the way they walk. I'm that guy.
Yeah, but you like Joe. Joe's got the weirdest
friend. He's got a great walk.
He's got a George Jefferson walk. His hands clap in the back.
I noticed his walk after we were friends, so I never got to be biased about it.
Yeah, he literally touched his hands in the back. He's George Jefferson when he walks. I laugh about that.
So yeah, I get mad at people for the stupidest reasons. I can't think of anything. I got a real strong opinion on that don't matter. I know I argued with somebody not that long ago about it. But.
Well, you know what I really fucking hate? And it's stupid. I hate when you take a girl out and you buy a dinner and then she won't put out for you. That's a pet peeve of mine.
That's not really
it. No, mine's basically centered around driving.
Dinner.
What's that? Yeah. So I was looking up this thing today. I got to read a couple of these because these were fucking fascinating to me. Like I said, we do some weird ass fucking research for this. This was the top most disturbing requests to prostitutes.
Okay, I like this.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we talk about what these freaks are. Well, these guys are going to professional women and asking for this stuff. I thought this one was funny from Josie. He wanted me to do his taxes with no pants on for $300 an hour.
Do his taxes with no pants on?
Take her pants off.
Yes.
Do his fucking taxes, and that's it.
Fucking bet.
What if she doesn't know how to do taxes? You might end up fucking owing money, dumbass.
TurboTax is pretty simple. You have to be a dumbass not to figure out TurboTax.
I guess. All right, here we go. One of my regulars progressed from licking my crotch to me face-sitting him, then to farting in his face, and finally had me pooping on his face. It disrupted my OCD, controlled my toilet habits, but for $750 per session, it was all worth it.
Wow, okay. So basically, he eats her pussy, and then farts on him, and then poops on him.
And she sits on his face, farts in his face, and then takes a dump on him. And gives her $750.
Yeah, that's good for her.
I'd do it.
Good for her, yeah.
I'd poop on you.
That sounds
if
fair.
I was a hooker, you want me to poop on you? I'll do it for a lot less than $750.
I feel like there's a lot, you know, like $750 don't seem like a lot of money to fuck someone, you know, if you really got some self-esteem for a woman.
Well,
it's not a lot of money.
Some women are able to turn that thing off in their brain.
I'm saying like some disgusting fuck, you know what I mean?
You can take my body, but you'll never have my heart.
But I feel like I'll shit on someone for pretty cheap.
I'll shit on you for nothing. If anybody out there wants to get pooped on, I'm your guy. No money.
Absolutely free shitting.
Maddie, when we go on the cabin trip, if you've got this fantasy, nobody else has to know if we're in the same room. I'll take a dump on you while you're sleeping, and we'll call it a day.
Yeah, because you're a good guy like that.
I am.
Yeah,
I'm a friend.
Yeah, I agree.
I've always told Maddie that I was going to, Maddie and I end up in the same room a lot on these cabin trips.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I was going to wake him up by coughing or something one day, and when he woke up with his sleep apnea mask on, he was going to see the tube shoved in my ass. And he basically said he's coming up swinging. And I would never do that, but how funny would that be if you got this fucking mask on, and you wake up and the other side of the tube's in my butt?
It would be the best. Not only that, but I'd love to see Matt come up swinging because I never see Matt angry like that.
I've never seen Matt mad.
He's like the most laid back dude. I've seen him mad, but he's a different kind of mad. He's more controlled mad. You know what I mean? Like, it would just be great. But I mean, what the fuck? If you put my sleep apnea tube in your butt, I'm coming up swinging too. So because I did see Matt.
I saw Matt one time get real mad. I told him I wasn't crazy about his burnt ends, and he hit the fucking roof.
I don't like
the bird heads, Matt. And he fucking went crazy. I'll never make that mistake again. All right, let me read one more of these. These are real. These are real twisted fucks. Wow. Some of these are so bad.
That's good.
Okay, this is from a stripper here. A bit late to the party, but this is a weird story. I had a guy who would come in at opening every night and book me for an hour just to sniff my armpits. At first, I was like, what the fuck? But hey, it was $200 to sit there for an hour and make small talk with some twisted fuck who was sniffing my pits. He wanted my top off for easy access, but nothing else. No dancing, no nothing. $200 to let him sniff her armpits for an hour.
Perfect.
Again, we volunteer. You want to sniff our pits? No charge.
Ah, I'm making a charge, but it's very light. I'm 10-15 bucks. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
really,
I still charge. I don't want you close to my pits for free.
Oh God, fuck? I would just, the only thing I charge is let me take one picture.
I mean, I don't mind giving the old Pity Sanchez, you know, something like that. But I, you know, I know I don't want you that close to my.
Hey, Matt's armpits. Matt's here to the party. Let's give away a girl prize.
All right. What is Matt a girl?
No, but hey.
All right, here we go.
This thing, you put one of these tops on. This isn't just for women and clitoral stimulation. This thing would feel just good under the helmet, too.
You're probably right.
Yeah, you can make a vibrator. A vibrator's fun for the whole family.
I still think those ends are just weird, but go ahead.
They are. Let's give away this one.
They're a little pokey.
All right. Vibrator, guys. Pick one. Here's the question. Get ready with your answers, and we're giving away this vibe. Multi-head vibe. So,
all right, and this might be a little bit of a hard question for those of you that aren't into porn,
which we are.
Or, yeah, maybe. Who is the richest male / female porn star? Who's the richest porn star out there? It doesn't matter if they're male or female, right? Just who's the richest porn star?
Yeah, I've listed the male and the female on there. Come up with
both.
Either one of them. Come up with either one of them. Now, the man, a real popular legend. The woman, she's very popular too. Now, don't get on here and say afterwards I'm wrong. I looked it up. I looked up four different sites with this answer. So if my sites are wrong, four of them are wrong.
Let's just say both of these two have been around for a while. None of them are new porn stars, and I'm surprised that they're number one and two.
Not
number one.
Well, yeah, actually, the guy there, I thought he would be replaced by the one guy that's in the news lately.
I could see him being there. There's a couple of them that I could
he
see
He was
being
like
there.
Number six.
And the girl is not, I wouldn't think, the most popular porn star by any means. She must just have a hell of an asking price.
She must.
I mean, I do remember her, and she is gorgeous.
The wealthiest porn stars, male or female. Jenna Jameson is number two.
Yeah, Jenna Jameson is probably most people's guess right off the bat, and I don't blame them. That would be my guess, too.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised it's not Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, Jenna Jameson is number two. She is worth $10 million. This other girl is worth $15 million. So I can give a hint.
Why?
James Dean.
James Dean? Is that a porn star?
I don't know. I don't know all the porn stars that well, but I've never heard of James Dean. But no, that's not it.
I mean, James Dean, the old guy that used
the
to...
The rebel without a cause,
yeah,
James
used to lean
Dean.
Against his car and smoke a cigarette. And
he was
cool,
motherfucker.
I guess.
He made three movies and died.
Yeah, I never really was a James Dean guy, but...
No, it's not it's not James Dean. It's not Jenna Jameson. The girl, I could give a hint to without giving it away.
All right. I wonder if your hint's going to be the same hint as mine.
My hint is, it is the real name of a famous actress from Cincinnati.
I didn't know she was from Cincinnati. But
who
right.
goes by a different name. My ex-wife actually was in dance classes with her. She's a famous actress whose real name is this girl's porn name.
Huh. No, not Dave and Angela. I don't know where she's getting those at. Can't be Ron Jeremy, and you're right, it is not Ron Jeremy. That's one that a lot of people would guess again.
He's number six.
I'm surprised he's number six.
Yeah. Well, he was making movies in the 70s when they didn't pay shit.
No, but I would have thought that he made bigger money off other shit.
And now he's in fucking jail for, he's looking at 80 years, they said.
What, is he a creep or something?
Wasn't no, what sexual assault. Girls at shows were saying he was walking up and jamming his fingers up in them, and one said he forced her to fuck in the back of one of the... dressing rooms of one of these porn conventions?
I think he has an ego on him. If he fucking raped him, well, I guess all that is rape.
Well, they're saying he was sexually inappropriate to everybody, but several girls, at least five or six, are saying that he forced his dick in.
Ugh.
Can't be Ron Jeremy. No, it's not.
All right, you keep on throwing guesses at us, guys. We'll come back to him and let you know who was first. I wanted to go into this a little bit. We had an election this week in Colorado, and we got our newest weirdo to the Congress, in my opinion. Maybe you doubt it. But let me put it this way, and let's look at her here. I'm really enjoying that the girls are getting hotter and hotter.
She's smoking.
As we get into the Congress. This girl's only 33 years old, got elected. Total fucking idiot, in my opinion.
She's smoking hot, though.
But look at her. We got
Lauren Boebert.
Lauren Boebert out of Colorado. Now, this bitch is just some crazy Trumper,
basically.
Look
at her with a fucking 9mm on her fucking
she
leg.
She is pro-freedom, pro-guns, pro-constitution, pro-energy, pro-life, pro-Colorado, pro-America. Heading to Congress to drain the swamp, stand up for our rights, and tell them left-wing lunatics, we don't want more government control, we want our freedom. So all that, whatever. The weird part about her...
She's fucking hot.
Yeah, she is hot. She owns a bar in Colorado.
Can we get her picture up here?
We will later.
Okay. She owns a bar in Colorado.
She owns a bar in Colorado where the waiters, it's a bar restaurant, where the waitresses all wear guns called shooters. And they all have the 9mm.
Sexy as fuck.
That what you just said? That is basically their uniform, I believe.
I mean, this girl's like a 9.
Yeah, she's very attractive, but she is a QAnon person.
Really?
She believes the QAnon conspiracy, or QAnon is what it's called.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much you guys know much about it. I found something that I thought explained it pretty damn well. Just a quote that sums up QAnon basically and their beliefs. All right. Basically, the QAnon conspiracy. There's a worldwide cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who rule the world, essentially, and they control everything. They control politicians, they control the media, they control Hollywood, and they cover up the existence, essentially. Cover up the existence of everything. They would have continued ruling the world were it not for the election of Donald Trump. Trump is the hero in the QAnon conspiracy.
Yeah, I knew that part.
All right. Now Trump, in this conspiracy theory, knows that all this evil cabal is wrongdoing. But one of the reasons that Donald Trump was elected was to put an end to them, basically. And now we would be ignorant of this behind-the-scenes battle if not for this fella named Q who's been reporting on all of this stuff. It was just basically a fucking poster on 4chan. But so many people believe this. And now those kind of people are actually getting elected to government positions. Big ones. Congress. I mean, that's a big thing.
Okay,
and now this
is.
Crazy bitch that thinks there's some evil Satan-worshipping pedophile thing going on, ruling the world, and Donald Trump's there to break it up. She is now a member of our Congress.
What scares me the most about that is, let's say that's your belief, and you think that Donald Trump is the only one in the world who could stop this. And let's say, hypothetically, Donald Trump wins in 2020.
Yeah.
Okay, in 2024, he's out. So does that mean that QAnon comes right back in 2024, or is there another unbelievably right-wing extremist that's able to step in and do what the Trumpster is doing?
Who knows? There's...
Maybe she'll start pushing for no term limits for fucking presidents and try to get him reelected for the next 30 years.
The fucking liberal in me hates her just because of everything that she believes in as far as that QAnon shit and just so... Ugh.
She's just fucking so ridiculously
she's like
hot, though.
She's a stereotype of everything that I feel is wrong with a lot of the right wing.
Like but AOC for me? Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. The shithead piece of shit in me, and she's made a big deal of going on, you know, and battling with AOC.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine her and AOC fucking in their bikinis and a fucking jello wrestling thing. That's what I believe the whole time. And I know I'm a fucking piece of shit, so don't get on there and say, oh, chauvinistic guy. I get it. I am that. And that's a part of me, and it's always going to be a part of me. I try to rise above it, but there's still that piece of shit that just wants to watch those two fucking jello wrestling.
No, it's not Lexington Steel.
And she, like she said, she's hot. I think AOC's hot. I think AOC's even hotter. Now she has to wear these face masks because her only real flaw is those big-ass teeth of hers. But,
How about this?
But I'll tell you who I think's the hottest.
Hey, we got a guest.
Hey, look, my son's in here. It's dinner time. All right, I'll eat later. Who's the hottest politician, Kane?
Lauren Boebert, Dad.
Who do you think the hottest politician is?
He pointed at me. Yeah. My man.
Wolf? All right, guys, get out of here.
All right, so.
All right, our second interruption. I think the hottest politician still, and I know you'll probably disagree with me, and you probably hate her too, is Ilhan Omar. I think she's so fucking pretty.
First of all, have you ever seen her without the face, the headscarf on? She might have fucked up hair.
Is not going to turn me off.
She's got pretty skin. She's a pretty woman.
She's
a fucking crazy person.
No, she's not. I actually think she's the best one of all of them. I think you were
bend over.
I think you
bend over, you Sharia law motherfucker.
See, that's what I mean. She don't believe in it. So that's what cracks me up is you are a tool of WLW sometimes. Not always, but you get the opinions on AOC and Ilhan as something different, but then you'll say you like Bernie. They have the exact same fucking opinions
no,
as Bernie.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
Show me their differences. Show me one difference. There isn't
one. Look, the
one.
Last thing in the world I'm going to do is argue about this because it'll never end.
Well, because you don't have an argument.
I do have an argument. I don't like her.
Okay, you don't like her. That's fine. But tell me what the difference
and
of
you
opinion
say
is
that
between
she,
her
you,
and Bernie.
You say that she is against anything Sharia law?
She don't believe in Sharia law? That's like saying
this woman's a hardcore Muslim.
There's a hardcore Christians all over the place that are still Democrats and believe that abortion's a fucking right.
And I'm not ragging Muslims.
So, I mean, but what you're doing is you're not seeing the difference that Christians go 1,000 different ways and we don't think one thing about it, but we expect every Muslim to be a Sharia law fuck. That's not the case either.
I didn't expect every Muslim to be a Sharia law fuck.
Well, you just said you thought she wasn't. She's not. She's stated many times that she's not.
I don't like anybody hanging off the left wing as far as she is. Now, I know you're going to say I liked Bernie.
You did like Bernie.
I liked Bernie, considering who we had to pick from. Had there been somebody I liked a little better, it might not have been Bernie. I like Bernie out of who we had to choose from. There's a big difference. I don't like far-hanging left-wingers, and I don't like far-hanging right-wingers. She's got a foot dangling off the end of the left wing.
She's the same thing as him. So you're saying that if for the particular chance that we got Hillary Clinton versus Ilhan whatever her name is, you're going to pick, but you would have no questions about picking Bernie Sanders. That's what cracks me up. They're the same fucking thing. Politically, they're exact same thing.
I'm just going to agree to disagree with you.
Got any points.
I don't trust her. I don't believe half the things that come out of her mouth.
I think it's because you
don't
listen to a lot of people that dislike her.
No, and maybe that is it. But it doesn't matter that because my opinions differ than yours doesn't mean they're wrong. It means that I don't believe what she says. I think she says the things that she thinks people wants to hear for her own gain. And that's the same exact shit. Now, that's one thing. That's the only thing in the fucking world I'll give to AOC. I think she meant everything she said.
I think both of them mean everything you're saying.
Well, I think you should shove that pizza in your asshole. Do we have the right answer for this
trivia
question?
I just
think
you don't got any real reasons besides you don't like her, which is just a weird fucking
I don't like her, and I don't think she's the hottest either.
She's the hottest. Who's the hotter? You might get with Boobart now. But.
Well, Boobart is ridiculous. But,
I can see that. But.
And now don't fucking jump on this. Okay, but
Pelosi?
12 years ago, it was pretty fucking hard to top Sarah Palin on the hotness scale.
She was all right. I was never into her, but I guess.
Oh, God, but she was fucking pretty. It was McCain's fucking mistake for picking her. That's why he had no chance, but she's pretty fucking attractive. But this girl goes beyond that. This girl is like model hot.
She's old pretty, though. It looks like my dog and my kid and everybody else busting in here fucked up the camera angle, so whatever.
Hey, we don't have a winner.
I was about to look up.
We don't have a winner. I thought Kenny Dickman had it for a second, but he did not. So I think we're going to have to give the answer to this one and go on to the next one. We got a lot give away.
Let me see here. Wait a minute. Well, that's wrong.
See?
But she kind of got half. And it looked
and he got half.
Kenny is getting on to it, and Mars is getting on to it.
But fact that you guys aren't cheating and looking on the internet.
Well, it looks like some of them did look on the internet and then said you're wrong. Steve Jasper says Carmen Electra. She's not even a porn star, dude.
No, but
what?
That's the girl's porn name. Carmen Electra's real name is her porn name.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yes.
I was wondering what the fuck you were saying about her name.
Carmen Electra's real name is the highest.
Kenny, if you figure it out, you get it, but you're close. Mars, you're also kind of close. You got the part of the name right. Carmen Google, she said Danny Mountain and Sasha Gray. Sasha Gray, she's made like two porns and then she quit.
No, I looked up four different sites for this, and it all had these two as the top man and the top woman. Kenny got it? Tara Patrick is correct.
Yep, Patrick is correct.
And that's Carmen Electra's real name is Tara Patrick.
And Mars got the other part right. It is Peter North.
Peter North, correct. But Kenny Dickman.
We're giving him the Kenny. Mars, you already got a bunch. And, you know, Kenny, why not?
Nobody needs these more than Kenny Dick.
What are you trying to say, man?
Nothing. He's home. He's bored. Mm-hmm. Kenny, you're a double whammy winner. Now, Kenny, I want you to look at this one. It doesn't matter if it doesn't stick out the top. Just stay strong.
That's all right, man. But if you want her to last super fucking long, put that on and only have a half inch sticking up the top. It's going to take forever.
Now, this one obviously is for female stimulation, but we got Kenny Dickman, the winner. And what we got on time-wise?
We're looking at an hour 15, actually. We should probably get into some Would You Rathers.
No, let's get these things over with real quick.
Do that while we're doing it.
Whatever. Did anyone win this?
What was that question?
Charles Manson's astrological. Keyshawn.
Oh, Keyshawn won the dildo?
No, Keyshawn won this.
Yeah, I know. So I think it's a mix-up. I thought that was that. Yeah, I think Kenny won the red one.
He did?
Yeah, I think so.
So this is our next giveaway?
Yeah, let's switch it around there. Kenny don't need the fucking red one.
All right, so now we'll give away the red one.
Kenny, you got the pocket pussies. One-time use, but, you know, put a little Dawn's dish soap on there and throw those in the fucking dishwasher. Give them another try.
We got a few more items to give away, so we're going to give these away real quick before we get to the would you rather. Pick one of these. All right.
How many apples does it take to make a pie? That seems pretty fucking easy.
See, that's the Get Pussy 69 twist on this, because he would ask a question like that. I said, how many apples? These are medium apples, and at least 5 fucking sites had this exact answer. So how many apples do you have to use to bake an apple pie? I mean, if you're a baker, you're going to be jolting the bean tonight with this masturbator. So bacon got you somewhere.
And we are allowing Mars to be eligible for this one because she doesn't have a dildo yet.
Bob, it is not 5.
Bob, you're wrong.
So this thing will not be touching the BP tonight unless you come up with a better answer. Wait, it said Keyshawn just lost his prizes to Kenny. No, they're
different.
That's Keyshawn. This is Kenny. We got both.
Yeah, we got lots of these. Bob says 13. Carmen says 6. Both of you are wrong.
Now, there's a range, a 3-apple range. If you get any of those right, you're going to be the winner. Nope, Mars, that's not it either. Come on, guys, let's get this one so we can get on to the next one. How many apples to make an apple pie?
69, says Bob. He likes his apple pies extra juicy.
He likes those American pie apple pies that you can bang.
Giant ones.
Nope, that's not it. You guys are all real close up until the 69.
15. No, not 15.
No, 7. No, it's not 7. God, you guys are right there. You're so fucking close. Give me an answer real fast, guys.
I like we got another person on there guessing.
Win the vibe. Bob's a winner.
Bob wins.
Bob Sullivan will be tickling the BP with the forehead vibrator tonight.
Hey, he's got a lady. Maybe he'll share. We'll see.
Hey, 2 heads for you, 2 heads for her.
Sorry, Carmen, you were late. You do not get it.
The answer is 8 to 10 apples to bake an apple pie. We got 4 more prizes. We're going to give these away real fast. Bob, while you're tickling yourself, wouldn't it feel good to have a set of these up your cornhole?
All right, we got our second butt plugs. Well, not butt plugs.
Anal beads.
I thought we were having butt plugs, by the way.
That's going to be the big one. She's giving me the expensive ones.
Because he told me that last week. I got a feeling Chris kept the butt plugs for himself. But let's move on.
No, I don't do butt plugs.
I think that's the answer. All right, this is a weird one. I don't know if you guys are going to guess this one real quick, but we'll see. How fast do sperm swim?
Sperm cells swimming around in your nuts.
I'm guessing this is an average.
It says on the average, yeah.
It's quicker than I thought.
Yeah, me too. I mean, they got to get to that thing. All right, so we got Mars here, Keyshawn, Kenny, and Bob. How fast can your little swimmers swim on their way to the promised land? Bob said she loves the vibrator. That's why we're here, friends of the community.
Yeah, we're trying to make everyone's sex life a little bit better out
there. Hell yes, we are. And whose sex life wouldn't be better? Mar said we owe her a vibrator. Well, we still got more to give away.
Yeah, we sure.
And we'll make you eligible.
I don't. What do I owe her a vibrator for?
I don't know, because of Peter North. She guessed Peter North, but she had already won 2 prizes.
We were going either or there.
65 miles an hour. No, Bob, they don't swim that fast. Question is, how fast can a load of sperm swim on their way out of the pee hole? Pretty simple. We got any guesses?
I think Harry guy gets those a little bit quicker than I'm getting them. So. 65 miles per hour was guessed. That's way too fast. I'll give you guys that.
Way too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd swim all the way out, Bob, and they would paint the wall. Oh, Mar says her first guess was 8.
How we missed that?
We didn't. Mars is not 25 miles an hour. You got to slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, it's a. I don't know if that's a fast run or not, but it's definitely a very brisk walk.
What's that? BP Bob says 14, and you're
getting closer.
You're getting close,
but
you're getting close to having these in your asshole, Bob. Keep guessing.
We got another guess of 14 for Brian. Nope.
Nope.
Obviously not.
See, I like the sex toy things. I only kept one of these for my own personal use, and that's just in the interest of science.
That's research.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Someone's got to look it up. No, 12 is still too much.
Oh, you're still getting close, though. You guys are getting close.
You are getting close. We're
10 miles an hour. Carmen, the winner.
God damn it, you can't win that.
Carmen, this rocks. So, ladies and gentlemen, really, as we were kidding around and joking around, good chance that one night after a few too many fucking bourbons, these personal beads will be in Jason's asshole here.
Well, to me, it looks like my dog just got a new chew toy, and he's going to look funny walking around to the neighbors.
Carmen is not going to allow that to happen. These belong to her.
With some anal beads.
Sperm swim 10 miles an hour.
Oh.
And that's pretty fast.
God damn it, Carmen. You should have sat out. I told you to sit out those.
Nice. All right. Let's give these away quick. We need fast guesses, guys, because we got to give these away. A set of cock rings. Cock rings to prolong orgasm. Any of you guys bust your nut too fast? We're going to go that way. Grab one of these.
Putting that cock ring on and enjoying your evening.
That's a good one. That's one of my favorite questions.
All right. This one, I just read the answer, and I thought it would have been bigger. But what is Rosie O'Donnell's bra size?
Rosie O'Donnell. And let's face it, there's not a person on the planet that doesn't want to see Rosie's tits. You've thought about it. You've jacked off to it. Now, Theo, I just fucked up. I'm talking about somebody else. If I had to think about somebody to get horny to, it'd be Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either her or Zach Galifianakis. So what is Rosie O'Donnell's bra size? We need the size and the cup size. We need them both. Carmen said I was yelling at the kids.
Triple H guesses, Bob. Nope.
42C.
Nope.
One's too big.
Both are too big.
No. Cup size is too small.
I got you.
Back's too big.
I got you.
Triple H. No, that's one of Jason's posters on his wall.
36 Triple G. Nope.
They're not as big as you think.
That's what I said.
They're big, but they're not like those mountain titties that you have to with more than one letter. It's only got one letter.
Mountain titties.
Yeah, this is for a set of cock rings. Now, this isn't something you can buy anywhere. Bob might put that black one on underneath the bottom of it and go crazy with that vibrator.
Bob guesses 38 Double D.
Think?
I'm just going to say he's damn close.
You're real close. 34 D. That's close, too, but no. I guess Bob's computer must be acting up when I said there was only one letter involved.
Yeah, I don't really guess why he said that, but... Well, we do have a little bit of a delay, so who knows?
You say to Bob, hey, give me a number between 1 and 10. He says 11. You know, he's that guy.
Carmen guesses 36D. That is wrong.
That is correct.
Again,
so
close.
Right now, your butt plugs are playing solo.
Yep. We hear that bra sizes changes so much. This is a weird question, and she is right. I remember a few years ago, someone was like a 30. I think it was.
There's your winner, Mars.
Mars, you win. You got the cock ring.
Mars has a set of butt plugs, a pocket pussy, and three cock rings.
She has a set of butt plugs?
Yeah, that's what you call it, a set string.
Oh, okay, a string. Okay, I got you.
And now she has cock rings. The beautiful, talented Rosie O'Donnell is a 38D.
If anybody wants to get a hold of Mars for a good fucking time in the next few days,
hell yeah.
She has the instruments.
Do you think we should give away the cock rings again and give Mars a vibe?
No, she won the cock rings.
She won the cock rings.
She doesn't want them. She doesn't answer.
All right. Red dog dick dildo.
Dog dick dildo.
Yep. We have two prizes left. Both vibes. The double egg vibe. That's going to be the grand prize. That's good stuff all around. All right. This for the red power vibe.
All right. And everybody should know this, maybe. What is Donald Trump's favorite ice cream flavor? Everybody needs to know what his favorite ice cream flavor is. Chris already knew it.
I had to look it up. Fuck yourself.
That's why you voted for him. He loved his favorite ice cream flavor.
Yeah, and I don't like extremist Muslims either. But let's go on to the next ice cream flavor.
Extremist Muslims.
What is Donald Trump's favorite ice cream flavor? It's not one you see every day, but it's pretty popular.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I do too. So if you're like the Trumpster, nope, he doesn't like chocolate, Bob. He hates chocolate.
Yeah, we all know he doesn't like chocolate.
He hates chocolate.
And I know there's not a Mexican flavor, but, you know, he wouldn't like that either.
Yeah, he doesn't like coffee either.
No, you don't.
No, you guys don't forfeit anything.
And I know Mars don't really want to forfeit anything. I'm just telling them.
Oh, and the one thing about it is I didn't say in order to be qualified for these prizes, I must have pictures.
For two girls that are forfeiting your toys, you have both wrote in and say you're the proper winner of other toys.
Yeah.
So.
You can still win the vibes, girls. I mean, I can't help it if we have mostly dick stuff. We have mostly guy listeners. All flavors matter, Matt says.
All flavors matter. I do not believe that is true.
Yeah, but when he's home by himself, he really needs this flavor. Just start guessing ice cream flavors, you guys. It's not, don't say chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry. It's one of those weird ones.
That's well, not super weird. But
no, it's fairly normal.
Napoleon? No.
Neapolitan is not.
I always call it Napoleon.
I said, don't say vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry, and he says all three in one word.
Well, that's kind of a guess.
Yeah. So, the would you rather last night or last week?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody took the paper cuts except me.
You took the paper cuts on your dick?
Yeah, Harry guy said there's no way he would go the 6 months, but for a pro vapper or whatever the fuck you call him, what do you call that?
Who?
Harry guy's
no fap.
No fap for a no fapper. Yeah. I guess the 6 months. Pecan? No.
Pecan's not right.
It's no nuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the only one who took the paper cut.
All right.
I don't know why. You would rather not have sexual intercourse for 6 months.
Dude, I don't like paper cuts, but whatever. Cookie dough is not right. Strawberry is not right.
No, it's you missed a question, Mars. What is Donald Trump's favorite ice cream flavor? Mint chocolate chip. Great answer. That's my favorite.
Not me.
Oh,
you like
I love
mint chocolate?
It.
Actually,
dig
my wife loves it, too.
I love it.
I don't like mint chocolate chip.
You know, me and Carmen seem to have a lot more in common than the two of you.
Well, that's
fine.
That's
all I'm saying.
That's fine.
I'm just saying.
Opposites attract.
Yeah, they do. That's what they say.
You know what I mean? You can't positive.
Vanilla.
Doesn't work.
That's a great answer for Trump, vanilla.
We'd expect.
But
that's one of my biggest pet peeves with Trump is that he likes fucking steak with ketchup.
Does he really?
He wants a well-done steak with ketchup. A rich motherfucker worth $1 billion can have the best steaks in the world, and he wants you to overcook it and then dip it in ketchup. It bothers me.
Both of those things bother me.
Yeah, exactly. The combination. Well, that, and he drinks his fucking
But you know what, though? I found out
water like this.
That if you go to a fancy steakhouse, a real fancy one like a Precinct or one of those, it's my understanding they don't even have
steak sauce.
Steak sauce. I think steak sauce goes well on a steak.
I just love steak sauce.
I do, too.
I use steak sauce, though, less on steaks than I do on, like, burgers and chicken and shit. There's salmon. I love it on salmon.
Look at those answers right there. You like it on salmon?
Love
steak
it on
sauce?
Salmon.
See, Country Bob's sauce goes well on anything. Burgers, whatever.
We got orange sherbet and rainbow sherbet. It is not a sherbet.
But some of the other answers have come very close. Very, very close.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, if you really want to be smart, the answer is two of these put together. Two of your comments put together is the answer.
Yeah, that one gave it away, but that's all right. Let's see who types it in the fastest.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We don't got all fucking day.
No, we don't.
Let's get to a would you rather while we wait.
All right. I had a couple in mind. And being that we're in a sexual theme, let's go with sexual.
Shocking.
Actually, you know what? Let's do this.
All right.
All right. Would you rather? Now, I've already done half of this. Cherry cordial.
No.
No.
You're on the right track.
Yeah, because nobody guessed cordial.
Yeah, really.
BP's on doing some loud.
He's got that loud
He's
out there.
He's got that loud in.
He's just excited. He already has a dildo on his way to his place. And I know someone said we're only giving the dildos away to girls or to guys so far. Well, some of these guys have girls, you know?
Right.
It works out for them.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
The question was Donald Trump's favorite ice cream.
All right, so here's the deal.
Would you rather
go to jail for 3 months? I've already used that part.
Yeah, last week.
No, I didn't. There was no sex.
Oh, yeah,
never mind.
I'm sorry.
Would you rather go to jail for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not talking county jail, whatever, you're still in jail, or for 10 minutes, you're 69 with a 90-year-old man?
A man?
90-year-old man, 69. Chances are that dick's not getting up. You basically just have to sit there and swizzle it a little bit.
Swizzle.
Would you rather 69, a 90-year-old man, for 10 minutes, or go to jail for 3 months? 3 months of your life, man. Otherwise, a limp noodle in your mouth for 10 minutes while he gums yours.
You know what? I am I'm taking the 3 months in jail. It's not long
fucking
enough.
Fucking liar.
No, I'm not. It's not long enough for me to really care that much. I don't need the stigma. I mean, if I knew that, new one would know the rest of my life. But I couldn't look in my kid in the eye.
Bob Sullivan.
Bob Sullivan, you won your second dildo. Now, we are going to give you guys the opportunity. If you want to switch out, go ahead and tell us before we give them to you.
Bob's got two vibes.
Because right now, Bob, you got two vibrators. If you want to take one of these pocket pussies from Mars, we will send her the dildo. There's
Bob,
options.
If you want the anal beads too, just send her a PM.
Yeah. Because remember, Mars does now have a pocket pussy, some cock rings, and some anal beads. So if you want to do a switch, let us know in a PM. I'm not going to mention your girlfriend's name because I don't think she wants me to, but you said she's going to love him, so maybe you want to keep him, and I don't blame you.
Kenny Dickman says, I am not going back to jail. 69 for me.
Kenny, I'm imagining you right now, 69, with an old man.
90-year-old man. I'm talking the kind that walks bent over.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking the ancient, walking, talking corpse.
What was his name? Old guy used to slobber on the table every once in a while.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm imagining him.
Yeah, a really, really old dude. So I'm 69 and the old dude. I ain't going to jail. I can't imagine being locked in a cage for 3 months. I just can't fucking do it, man. That's the thing for me. I'm not worried about anything that happens in jail. I just can't see myself locked in a fucking box.
I figure it's 3 months. I can get by. They're going to let me have a visit or two with the kids, and I can explain to them later in life. Sometimes you got to do the hard things to avoid the bad things, you know? You got to do 3 months hard time to avoid 69 with an old man.
I'm 69 and the old man for 10 minutes. Ugh. See, I've got that fucking ability that I can just forget stuff an hour after it's happened. You don't have that. I have that.
I don't know about an hour after. I don't know if you can forget.
A week after.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's forgetting about 69 or more than old. Dude, you can recall some of the oldest shit in your life. You think you're going to forget that?
No, and I'm not going to enjoy the old man straddling my face. No. I'm not going to enjoy that, okay?
Well, let's hope not.
But it's 10 minutes of my life compared to 3 months in the fucking in the can. I'm
that
not doing that. I can't be locked in a fucking box for 3 months. If all I got to do is, assume the position with Elmo. For 3 months, I'm taking the 69. What are you guys taking? It's all a good question, I think.
Let's get that last question in, and we can get that while we're doing the joke of the week.
The double vibe, one for the clit, one either for the vagina or the ass or for the friend. Bob, you have a friend. You could both have one.
Yes, that's what I like about it. You can go. Who knows what's going on?
Last question of the day. Is that one of the good ones? No, go with this one. That's my favorite question, because it's true.
Oh, I knew this. How big is an adult gorilla's dick fully erect?
An adult gorilla. We're not talking about. I'm talking about the big silverback things with the wide
motherfucker
shoulders.
Walking around, intimidating every motherfucker in the jungle.
The fucker at the zoo that makes you nervous to get near the glass.
Yeah, you think they can break that glass? I think they could break that
no,
glass.
No, but I mean, when you walk to the fucking zoo and you see those fucking, the male silverback sitting there, he looks like Schwarzenegger, man. He's got fucking muscles
everywhere.
Oh, they're
ridiculous.
Everywhere.
And they'd make Schwarzenegger their bitch in Schwarzenegger's heyday.
Like
you know
that.
What I mean? He'd snap him in two.
They said they can literally just pull your arms right out. So how big's their cock?
Fucking gorilla would just look
Mars
at
Mars 3 inches, no.
Mars 3 inches? No, you're wrong. Bob Sullivan says 15 inches. He expects the big old hog in the gorilla. No, that's wrong.
It's not 15 inches. And this is an average, again, according to our site. So,
yeah. Carmen guesses 12 inches. She'll
no, that's I didn't say me, Carmen. I said an adult gorilla.
12 inches. That'd be burdensome on a fucking man.
Yeah, and I don't have that. I'm not going to lie.
No one does. Well, like three people do probably, but yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want that either. Jeff, my poor buddy Jeff's probably pretty close.
You think he's close to 12?
No, but I'd say he's hanging every bit 10.
Yeah, he's probably a thick 10. That's fine.
A thick 10.
Yeah. Well, I know. You've going on and on. Well, we got 7 and 6 have both been guessed. Those are both wrong.
No, imagine fucking Harambe getting ready to get it on.
Yeah.
How big's that dick? But so far, really... 8.6, no.
We're not doing any points. You guys don't have to get it down to the fucking quarter.
Bob's
inch.
All flustered because he knows what he's going to be doing tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, if we got if Bob can be the proud winner of three vibrators.
The three female prizes yeah. can go to Bob, and the girls can win the pocket jack-offs. We got Keyshawn, that's Kenny, right? I'm just happy that Carmen got the anal beads. Yeah. I think that's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, she wrote up there, Jason's going to be someone's bitch. Jason's about to be someone's bitch. No, like I said, that is going to be a dog toy.
That's the beautiful thing, Carmen. He's going to be your bitch.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be disgusted. She wouldn't want to get anywhere near my butthole. I know her.
Well, not since you're fucking preaching IBS.
Either way, she knows what I got going on down there.
I think it'd be so funny since he does have IBS.
She's took a shower while I took a shit before.
Stick the beads in. As soon as she pulls them out, he just shits all over the place.
11 inches, no, and I'm just for... So we don't go on all night. That is lower than that.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all wrong.
All wrong.
All wrong. All high.
This one's a shocker, guys.
7 inches, says Bob. He's wrong.
Nope. It's our last question, guys. The big prize, the multi-vibe.
The multi-vibe. That's the biggest prize right now. Sounds like next month we're going to have a great prize.
Oh, we're going to have some good ones.
Yeah.
Guys, you're too big. Your gorilla is not that big.
Yeah, you guys are overstating that gorilla by far. We said he had big muscles.
By far. Put it this way. On the answer, I wrote poor bastard underneath. 5'4", no.
Wrong.
No. Carmen.
Carmen, you are the winner.
An adult gorilla has a 2-inch dick.
2-inch dick.
Unfucking believe that one shocked me when I read it.
Well, I'd always heard that their dick was the smallest of the primates.
2 inches, though.
Yeah. And apparently, according to science or something, I don't know, I fucking heard this at some point or another, that the more aggressive the more dominating you are, the littler your dick is, because the small things have to have a bigger dick to attract the females. Where the gorilla, it doesn't fucking matter.
He just takes it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a fucking gorilla. I'm going to gorilla fuck you with my 2 inches.
Kenny, fuck. Carmen, no, you already got it right, Carmen. You're right with two.
Yeah, Carmen's making two guesses.
So Carmen's got the double vibe and the anal beads.
The double vibe. We got the anal beads. We got a couple pocket pussies going out. Mars got all sorts of toys to play with.
This was a fun show.
Bob's girl is going to be very happy tonight or whenever she gets these. Probably won't be tonight.
Oh, yeah. That thing.
Are you going to bring these into work and hand them out?
I'm going to probably leave them in my car. Yeah. I know of at least of a couple of people that won't be there. Most of these people aren't going to be there when I'm there. Yeah. So I'm just going to have to leave them in the trunk of my car.
Well, that's a good thing, because the hotter those pocket pussies get, probably the better they are.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine this thing nice and fucking nice, toasty?
After a whole 90-degree night.
Hey, we got a guest.
What's up, buddy? How am I doing with my pizza? I finished my pizza. Hey, how warm do you like your pocket pussy?
Oh, my God.
Super warm, he says. All right, buddy. Go on inside. Super warm, he likes it. All right, with that, joke of the week.
Hold on a sec, guys. The kid is 5.
Whatever.
5.
You got to grow up sometime. Go on. Oh my
God, he's 5 years old.
He ain't even paying attention to what we're saying. He'll forget it in 2 minutes. All right, go on.
All right.
Joke of the week.
Do I want sick and twisted, or do I want... Let's do a borderline racist sounding. Even though it's not a racist joke at all.
Borderline racist sounding.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, me and my buddy were trading back Dirty Johnny jokes to school kid.
Yeah.
And we came across this one. All right, so there's a class full of kids sitting there. And the teacher says, guys, today we're going to have like a parent career day. And we're going to say what our parent does. And then we're going to spell what he does and use it in a sentence. Okay, so I need you to stand up, tell me what your dad does, spell it, and use it in a sentence. So, little black kid in the back says, my dad is a doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R. And if he were here right now and any of you were sick, he would make you better. Great, sit down. So, little white kid stands up in the back. He said, my dad is a lawyer. L-A-W-Y-E-R. And if he were here and you got in any trouble, he would go to court and defend you. Little Mexican kid stands up. He said, how about you, Pedro? He says, my dad is a chiropractor. C-A-C-I-C-H Wait, C-H-I. And the teacher says, we'll get back to it. We'll get back to it. Have a seat. Think about it, and we'll get back to it. So a little Italian kid stands up. Said, how about you, Luigi? He said, my dad is a bookie. B-O-O-K-I-E. And if he were here, he'd give you 15 to 1 that that Mexican fucker can never spell chiropractor.
Awful, but it's funny.
It's funny. It's not racist. It's funny. Pick a race.
Are Mexicans there not to be good spellers?
No, it's just it's just a joke. You pull a race out of a hat when you tell the joke.
I couldn't spell chiropractor.
But the bookie always has to be an Italian.
It's true. It's true. Not even Jewish.
I wasn't lying. Oh, you can say it. Well, yeah. Now Jewish people are.
Yeah, typically
they're laundering the bookie money.
I could see Irish too.
I could too. The Irish thugs.
Nice angry Irishman.
Guys, fun show.
I had a good time. I'm probably getting in trouble when I get in for that old pocket pussy comment, but whatever. Life sucks. Then you move on.
See what Carmen's
saying? Yeah, that's what I said. I'll be a little earful. Hey, who knows? You know, these are the kind of things we need to figure out.
No, this is the kind of thing you need to figure out.
Now you get into the studio, you're part of the show. I'm sorry.
You know what? That's a fact. That's a fact. When you're here, you're in it to win it.
Well, I mean studio, I mean this sweltering hot garage.
Well, you know why it's hot in here? Because he had the air conditioner on dehumidify instead of cool.
Well, I wasn't paying attention.
No. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Episode 38. Stay tuned next week. We will have the contest idea for you. We're going to give away some real high-dollar sex toys, the kind that you can close your eyes and really think you're fucking.
Sounds good. We're going to do that next week?
No, we're going to announce the contest next week.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right, sounds good. This was episode 38. See ya.
The crew hit the road on a mission to slip free brew and go fuzzy flounder fishing. Cages on the hi-fi and the keg was bottomless. Until we brought Skipopotamus and Daddy gonna get some probably underage and dumb. And everybody knows that the daddy eats his young. Lupus in the laboratory making a big stink. Mason up the toilet seat and pooping in the sink. MSG's tanked up and whizzing in a cup. Waiting for a sprinkle genie to come and drink it up. Cause I'm the one bottle willy with the 12 horse L. After that I get silly like soupy sails. Now it's midnight. And I'm completely boofy blitzed. A six of Schlitz and the Juber Man of Shevitz with my beer tinted glasses. I'm ready to biddy battle. I'm hungry like the wolf, but I'll end up tending cattle. Cause you're pretty when I'm drunk.
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 And I'm pretty fucking drunk.
Here she comes. A funky fried cutie. Mr. Jimmy Pop Ali is gonna get some booty. Cause I'm Mr. McFeely with a speedy delivery. You think I was a ditch away, this chick was digging me. But maybe I should check and see if this is where I wanna be. Hey Lupus, is she cute?
Yeah, for a pygmy.
Oh, what do you know? You're probably going home alone. And it wouldn't be the first time that I gave a dog a bone. Plus beauty. It's only skin deep. It's in the eye of the beholder. My beholder's about to tweak. I could tap that barrel. In fact, I know I can. It's menage a trois. You and me and a Heineken. Cause you're pretty when I'm drunk.
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 And I'm pretty fucking drunk.
Regrets, I've had a few. First and foremost, I'd like to mention you. For the sake of conversation, we'll call you the brand new heavy. You're a mix between an Ugnaught and Eugene Levy. You can call it Big Bone, I prefer to call it Gut. You're Buddha, you're Shamu, you're Jabba the fucking Hutt. You had harpoon scars, and your boobies were hairy. I smelled tuna melt, but I wasn't gonna worry. It was 3 a.m., and I wasn't getting squat. So I rolled you up in flour, and aimed it for the wet spot. I was buttering rolls like a soup kitchen Christian. Then it hit me, something bit me while my little rod was fishing. I was deep sea fishing. I took a fat chance, but how was I supposed to know that Jabber Jones lived in your pants at that junction? I came to realize that only Frank Perdue likes thighs that size. Fatty, fatty, boom-a-laddy, I gotta lament that you were not a girl. You were an experiment.
Cause you're pretty when I'm drunk.
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 And I'm pretty fucking drunk.
You're pretty when I'm 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 drunk.
And I'm pretty fucking drunk.
Bum 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 bum